Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Got to read you a text I got from our friend Tammy at the Westin right now.
She's single?
Big news. No, no.
Damn it.
She said, tell Dusty now he has to boo someone back.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you got to go boo somebody.
Okay.
I do faintly remember this.
Okay, I'm old, dude. I'm 38.
Yeah, well, I think I remember this in like middle school, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
So we had somebody egg my kid's car the other day, so yeah.
Oh, eggs aren't cool.
No, eggs are not cool. One little egg on the corner, and I'm like, all right, who's doing this? Yeah, you know, the toilet paper's fine.
Eggs will chip the hell out of your car.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello.
Yes, they will.
That was what my dad said. Go have fun, TP, you know, peanut butter, corn, you know, stuff
shaving
like,
cream on the window. Fine.
Or like the car chalk. You drew a huge wiener on the windshield. You're like,
right.
Penis.
Right. Wash me in the dirt.
Yeah, but like eggs, come on, man. Yeah, that's eggs aren't cheap anymore.
No, they're not, you know.
Or the kids who like smash the pumpkins. God, dude, I remember when I came out as a kid and my pumpkins that I carved were smashed. I cried.
Did you? I mean, it's terrible. Very sad. Yeah. Why would you do that to somebody?
My mom was like, yeah, teenagers do that. They think it's funny. I was like, that sucks.
Every time something happens like that, you know, people will say to me, well, at least your kids have friends, you know. It's like, you know, I'm like, okay, that's friends?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, damaging the yard? I mean, if that's a friend, I don't know what an enemy is. So now you've got to boo somebody back. Maybe you should boo Spectre. I mean, we do that on a daily basis, right?
Should I just use the same bag I got booed with?
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
I'm going to take the card out.
I mean, our listeners boo that guy daily, so, you know, you might as well officially boo the guy.
Yeah, now I got to figure out how to do it.
Actually, I know who you should boo, and I'm being serious about
Maloney.
This. Joe in the business office. She does so much for everybody around here,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
Like, she's constantly taking care of people around here, doing all the parties, doing all the stuff, and, you know, killing the birds that fly in the building. I think she caught a mountain lion the other day down the end of the hall. Like, she'll get the tree off the building. I guarantee you, Joe will be on the roof today pulling that tree off the building.
She won't even use the ladder. We won't know how she got up there.
No, she'll go up the gutter and get there.
She'll just levitate like the girl from Stranger Things.
Right. She is like,
he's running up that hill.
Joe is that office person or the person you have in your life that gets everything done. And so that's who you should, because nobody does anything for her. She does everything for everybody else. And Joe, I need this. Joe, I need that. Joe, I need this. Joe, I need that. Okay, here you go. And she always would bring me popcorn from Kauffman Stadium because she was an usher out there. So let's boo Joe. I think that's a good one.
You've been booed by the boys from Fesco and Dusty.
That's right.
There you go.
And then Max still got one of those little hair locks. I'll put that on the car. Scratch and sniff.
Here's a lock of Max's hair. You've been booed.
Albert Breer, familiar?
Yeah, I've heard the name, yeah.
He talks about some stuff.
You know, I like would the Titans be a team that could give you something from a defensive line standpoint? Sweat had fallen out of favor there. Is he somebody you could look at based on where they're headed from here? You know, the Dolphins, the Jets, I think you could call the Jets about defensive linemen too. I mean, even like with the Browns, you know, give you a look at Malik Collins. He's played really well for them. They haven't had a great year, of course, but he's an older player. So maybe it's somebody that you could look at as a potential difference maker.
Don't tease me with the Jets and defensive line, because the first name I think of is Quinton Williams.
Yeah, well, they want him out of there now. The Jet fans are now mad at him, too. So
what? Come on.
Yeah, fine. Come on down. Yeah.
Take Quinton Williams and wouldn't even think.
Yeah. I'd be fine. Oh, who cares? Come
Gator
to a winner, Wayne, right?
Lose your number.
Come here to Kansas City. I absolutely would take Quinton Williams. Sometimes guys don't play good in situations because that situation is bad.
Yeah, Josh Uche is a perfect example.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing good this year, too. But he was here.
Player.
Like, why didn't he play good here?
I don't know. He didn't fit Spags' scheme, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
Big, slow defensive ends.
Yeah, so Josh Uche is having a heck of a year. Because I saw it the other day. I'm like, Josh Uche is still around making plays. What happened here? That's one of those anomalies, you know, and it's such an anomaly that we'll remember that guy because it doesn't happen a lot here in Kansas City where they make that big of a mistake. Not that that was a big, you know what I'm saying, where they make a mistake. There's not many of them. You got Breland Speaks and Josh Uche that people talk about, maybe Sky Moore. That's it. I mean, in 10 years, it's pretty good, but the trade stuff is interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday that's close to the situation about the trades. I'm like, where are we here? What's going on? And quiet, silent, cold out there was the word that I got. Cold. There's nothing going on right
Accurate.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Misty. Like, you look at the weather right now today, that's the trade market in the NFL right now. And I texted back, I go, teams aren't willing to admit they suck yet. And the response was LOL, right? But that's where we are. I think after this weekend, I think we'll see a sprint to the trade deadline on Tuesday. I feel like that's going to happen.
Kind of don't have any other option.
Exactly, because it is Tuesday. But you hope some of these, that's why they pushed it back 2 weeks, because now teams can really assess where they are on the season. But again, as you know, people sometimes tend to forget, this is a business. And if you're a team and you wave the white flag on November 1st, you're telling your fans the rest of the way, don't bother spending money to come watch us. We're giving up on life. And so you have to time those things perfectly to where you as a bad team aren't waving the white flag to tell your fans not to come to the games anymore because you still want to generate some money. So you've got that going on. So right now, you know, less than a week to go before the trade deadline, it's cold. Will it heat up? You know, probably, you know, at some point, you know, I think the Patriots made two trades yesterday, you know, random defensive backs that whatever that nobody's ever heard of. But I think when you look at, you know, after Sunday and obviously the Monday night game, I think Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday, I think can be busy days around the NFL. They're just not really busy days around the league right now. The Isaiah Pacheco thing we need to talk about. And we did a little bit yesterday where he jumped up and looked happy. I'll tell you what, after talking to people inside that organization, there is a sigh of relief that has been let out about the Isaiah. But they feared the worst when he got hurt. They feared the worst. They're like, oh, God, here we go again. Another injury. Sore MCL. Basically, they're just going to rest it and see where he is and see how he can, you know, he can go. But guys, I guess I don't think we truly understand how close we were and how scared they were there for a hot minute that Isaiah Pacheco may have torn that thing and may have been done for the year.
Yeah, the first good sign I saw from that, Gold pointed out, he never went to the blue tent.
Right.
So that was a huge positive sign. Yep. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, I think he's going to play through. It doesn't matter how much pain I think he is in this year. He's going to play through it because I hate to say it, but he kind of has to.
He has no choice.
Right. Last year's season cut very, very short. And then this year, I mean, that shoulder pad of that knee, I was just, ooh, good. Like, you saw the tackle close to the sideline late in the game, and you just see it, and you're like, oh, man, that's the opposite way that it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And then, as soon as that happened, everybody went,
crap.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And so it is interesting. Do you give him a rest this week, or does he play?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the player,
obviously. And we'll know again today as they finally get back to they get back to practice today on a Wednesday. Would assume that'll be indoors.
I would imagine on a day like today.
Yeah. And they'll give you some information. I would assume he either will be limited or will not practice today on a Wednesday with the soreness of what you said is EMCL.
Yeah, but they said rest is what he needs right now. So if he doesn't practice today, don't be surprised. Don't panic or anything like that. Rest will help
this thing
heal.
We're almost to the point in the season where, like, Jones doesn't practice on Wednesday.
Well, we're getting
Bolton
to that
doesn't
point.
Practice
yep.
on Thursday. Travis Kelce, you know.
Yep.
Rest is what it'll say in the
veteran day off, you know. And then Trey Smith, it's just they're just monitoring this right now. Again, we've talked about the sore backs. Everybody's woken up with a sore back before with a back spasm. You just don't know how it's going to be. It may be different tomorrow than it is today. And he could go on Sunday, from what I've been told. But they're going to kind of give it a little bit of a, you know, a wait and see how it is this week. It's kind of like it's up to the back at this point in time whether or not the thing's going to stop spasming for Trey Smith to get out there. But so those are two kind of good injury updates. I didn't realize the Pacheco thing was that bad until I was talking to some people yesterday. Like, yo, whoo, you know, take that deep breath and deep sigh because he's starting to play really good right now.
Yeah, he's starting to look like he was a few years ago. Yeah. He's got that burst. Yep. He's got that speed. I mean, I watching that broadcast footage, I kind of felt like it was a close call because you saw the trainer on the table kind of looking, giving that nod of like, you're good, dude. And then Pacheco jumped up and started jumping around like, yes, dude, I just avoided a season-ending injury, which, as you guys just laid out, like, that's not just season-ending. Like, that's financial. That's life stuff that he's thinking about in his future. He needs this year.
Because if anybody, let's just use the name Mac Morey, is a running back in the NFL,
he's great.
Right?
He's really
fantastic
good.
Player, right? Gets hurt on the last year of his contract as a running back, missed all of the following season. Unless the Chiefs throw you a bone, what team is going to go out there and really give you anything other than a flyer veteran minimum, you know, come to training camp and see if you can make the team type of thing?
No doubt. No doubt. We'll keep monitoring that throughout the day and have more information on it tomorrow because it will be back to practice today and we'll get the reports from all of that. But coming up on the other side, it is something that you all need to hear. It's Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's time for Max Pack.
You know it, baby. It's the best top five that there is. Screw power rankings. Who cares about that? I don't want to see the Colts at the top of a list in the NFL when you know Patrick Mahomes still exists. That list doesn't matter. What matters is Max Pack.
Wonder who's at the top.
Who's going to hoist the Lombardi Trophy?
Well, he does it the right way. I mean, these other people do not.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, PFF has Pro Football Talk. Chiefs number 8 in the power rankings.
I mean, come on. And those
is
guys,
that Florio? Mm-hmm. He's the same one that had Andy Reid retiring 2 years ago, right? So when Andy Reid does retire, Florio's going to be like, see, I told you.
Well, I was running through this list and kind of what it is for one of my friends who listens to the show. He's like, yeah, Max Pack, so it's not really a power rankings. I'm like, no, it's about hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, because he was arguing me about some teams that I didn't mention that I'll go through this list here. And he's like, well, what about this? What about this? And like, come on, remember what this list is. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess then nothing really changes. Yep.
You mean to tell me the Seahawks aren't your top five?
Exactly. Like, no, man. What is this list about? Bob put some audio in the doc that I made sure to roll in, because John Madden talked about this in 1992 about championship mentality. What really matters? That championship medal really does matter. This is 1992 between the Redskins and the Chiefs, right?
First time the Redskins ever came to Arrowhead Stadium.
And this is John Madden.
Is Art Monk still playing?
He may have been in, yeah, 92. I think he probably was, yeah.
They're still the defending champions. And there's something about a championship team that when they get in a big game or an important game, they know how to play.
I mean, that was 1992. Yep. He was talking about the Redskins at the time. They were coming off winning the Super Bowl. And he was explaining, like, you know, they weren't off to a good start or whatever it is. But championship teams know how to play big when it matters most. And that directly applies to the Kansas City Chiefs. That was 33 years ago that comment was made. And it directly applies today.
We saw it. I mean, every great team, right? The Bulls were able to flip it on. The Warriors were able to flip it on. Patriots later on in the season, like, whoa, that's a different team than it was in August. And Dana Hughes talked about it, right? When you're in a car, I can't remember if it was Dana or who it was, a good analogy yesterday about a sports car next to you, and then they kind of look over and they go, and they just kind of run off. They were able to turn on the gas in that last game, and this last four games, really, we've seen the Chiefs become a different team, and that's why they're number one. Not only that, past precedence from what we're seeing right now as well. The Eagles, it's the same thing. Listen, I know it's weird every week. It's like, who is this team? They're complaining. There's drama. They're winning games, and they win in different ways. They had an explosive offensive game the other week, and I like what the Eagles are able to do. I think they're going to add to, we know my guy Howie Roseman over there is going to add another player. Number three, it is the Buffalo Bills, second best quarterback in the league. I am concerned about some of this team that you've mentioned, Bob. I mean, the defense has huge question marks. Frankly, the offense and its explosiveness outside of James Cook and Josh Allen has its question marks. What can you do if you play the Chiefs in January and they're going to shut down James Cook? Is Shakir, Keon Coleman, are these guys going to be enough? I have question marks there, but I trust Josh Allen.
I'm still looking for Keon Coleman.
Right? Well, I mean, what the hell, man?
Fall off.
Fall off from nothing. He doesn't fall. He's just there. He's just not good. Xavier Worthy. Thanks, Bills. Thanks, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Rams at number four. Again, this past precedence matters. Really good defense, really good offense, great coach, great quarterback who's healthy. They do need Puka Nacua to stay on the field for this to persist. But yeah, the Rams. And then again, we talked about having guys who have been there and done that. Has anyone on this team won a Super Bowl? But no, but Jared Goff's been there. Dan Campbell has coached in an NFC championship game. He's lifted this team up from zero to somewhat being a hero. I trust these past few years from them. And they've got a good mix of veterans, youth. They're athletic. They fly around on defense. Can be the Detroit Lions at number five with the Colts and Packers on the outside looking in.
You know, I think it really is a good list. The one thing that I will say that I kind of noticed that's, you know, unique is that there's three NFC teams and only two AFC teams on here. Maybe the balance of power is shifting a little bit, or maybe there's just more good teams now in the NFC than there has been before. The quarterbacks are still residing in the AFC.
Yes.
But there are really some good teams over there in the NFC side of things. It's a little bit different than about probably a year ago. It's all AFC teams in your top five because that conference is dominated. So with your Max Pack, I'll go with my bottom feeders. And the worst team in the league is the Tennessee Titans, right? They're the only team that has fired a coach right now. I'm not sure what's going on with Cam Ward. If I was Cam Ward, I would take the rest of the year off. And I'm being serious about that. Here's why. You're filling your head with nonsense right now. None of these people that are talking to you right now are going to be here in 2 months. They're filling your head right now with gobbledygook, with nonsense, with stuff that, with stuff that you're never, ever going to need once these guys are shown the door. So if I was Cam Ward, I would 100% take the rest of the year off and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go what Aaron Rodgers did. I'm going to take one of those darkness retreats, and I'm going to come back when you guys hire a legitimate coach, and then I'll start my career over here because I'm not wasting my time out there right now with what's going on in Tennessee.
Yeah, be like Wimby. Go spend some time with the monks or something, man.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Just get out of there.
Space.
And I wouldn't hate him if he did that. Absolutely.
Seriously.
Not. You already fired the coach. You've already told us that season's done. Cleveland coming in at number two right now. They're a mess, and I don't understand – how the Cleveland Browns can sit there and just not play Shedeur Sanders the rest of the way. It solves so many issues for the Browns. It gives them the opportunity to see if this guy is any good. And if he isn't, well, then forget about it. Then you move on, right? And if he is good, well, then maybe you found your quarterback. They're being very, very, very stubborn with this thing for a franchise that has Myles Garrett and nothing else worth a darn. Number three, the Miami Dolphins. They're the third worst team in the National Football League. They are still a dumpster fire. I don't care that they won a game over the weekend. That thing is still a train wreck headed down I-95 and ready to go into the ocean. The Jets come in at number four. Yeah, they got a win last week, but they're still the Jets, and they're still not a good football team. And the fifth worst team in the NFL, you lost to the Jets. The Bengals, you make the list.
Yikes. Season's over, I think.
I would imagine at this point in time, you've got to tell Cincinnati, we'll see you in July.
Woo. All right, there it is.
So Max Pack, Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, Rams, Lions, those are the teams that have the most possibilities of hoisting a Lombardi trophy. And Bob's bottom feeders. Tennessee, Cleveland, Miami, Jets, Cincinnati. Wow, Cincinnati, fifth on the list.
Which team do you think is the closest to turning it around? It's got to be Cincinnati if they get Joe Burrow back, right? But even still, yeah. Their defense is still giving up. They still gave up 39 points to the Jets on Sunday.
What would you consider turning around for the Jets? Five wins? So they win four more games in the last half of the season?
No, I mean like closer to...
Like getting to 500?
I was talking about for like really for next year, really.
Oh, you know, like as far as the future's concerned. Well,
the Jets will get a top five pick in the draft. They'll get their quarterback. They take maybe the kid from Indiana.
Everybody loves that kid.
Starting to love him. I can't think of his name.
Can't think of his name right now.
Is it Martinez?
No.
It's not Pavia.
No. He's in Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Mendoza. So maybe they can get above the Mendoza line.
There we go.
You know, 200 record.
But who knows if you're going to give them the right coaches in New York? Like, who's going to coach the quarterback for the Jets?
Yeah, no, exactly. They're still going to have Breece Hall. Is Garrett Wilson going to be there?
Well, didn't they sign Garrett Wilson?
They did. They'll probably keep
Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner have both been signed. And you signed those guys. You haven't heard those guys complaining.
No, that's true.
You paid them off.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what the Jets did. They paid off their two biggest players to shut their mouths. Because you have not heard Sauce Gardner or Garrett Wilson complain this year.
Yeah, they don't have Aaron Rodgers in that system anymore.
Well, but you've heard Breece Hall complain. You've heard other players complain about what's going on. They're two best players. They paid them off. You got a lot of money. You go stand over there and you defend this organization. Yes, sir. We got our check. We'll say anything you want us to say for $50 million. So they did the right thing by paying those guys off. No question.
It's funny you mentioned Buffalo this week, right? Since we have a little bit of time before we get into one word. So I just did some quick numbers because a lot of people are out here saying the Chiefs give up a ton of rushing yards, but I went with just running backs. The two running backs that have ran for the most yards against the Chiefs, do you want to guess who they are?
The two running backs?
That have ran for the most against the Chiefs. Now, again, you've got the Chargers, the Eagles, the Giants, the Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Detroit Lions, Las Vegas Raiders, and the Washington Commanders.
That guy for Washington that nobody knew the other
night.
Not
close.
No, Bill Merritt didn't do it.
No, not him. The other one.
McNichols?
McNichols
has killed us in the passing game, really.
He only had 4 yards rushing.
Okay.
Yeah, he killed us in the passing game. Etienne?
Not even close.
Scadaboo?
He's in the top three. He had 65 yards against the Chiefs. So Saquon Barkley had 88.
I was going to say Barkley was probably my next guess.
He had 88 yards rushing against the Chiefs. The next highest was Justice Hill because he had that BS touchdown at the end. He ran for 76 yards against the Chiefs. Derrick Henry ran for 42. So the Chiefs, so far to running backs in 8 weeks, have given up 551 yards of rushing to running backs. I did one and two. I didn't give credit to the guy that came in for 2 carries and got 3 yards. Sorry, I'm not being completely accurate. I'm going by running backs one, running back two.
Under 600 yards.
Right, so 551 yards in the season so far, rushing yards allowed to running backs. That's a 68.8 average. You want to take a shot and guess what James Cook is averaging a game?
68.8?
107.6.
Okay.
There's your matchup.
All right, so can you play that John Madden cut again?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
One.
All right, here we go.
We're giving you more, man.
They're still the defending champion, and there's something about a championship team that when they get in a big game or an important game, they know how to play.
You think James Cook is rushing for 106 yards?
Mm-mm. Not a chance.
No chance.
So week one, Omarion Hampton had 48 yards rushing. Najee Harris had 5. Saquon Barkley had 88. Their backup, I think, I don't know if it was Tank Dell yet, or not Tank Dell, but I don't think it was Bigsby.
Bigsby, Tank Bigsby.
He had 10. Week three, Scadaboo had 60. Tracy had 24. The week four game, Baltimore, Justice Hill had 76, but he had that garbage time run around the side that went for what, like 60 yards?
Yeah, that
or whatever
doesn't
it was.
Count.
But he had 76 yards rushing, and Derrick Henry had 42. Mm-hmm. We always know that story.
Yep.
You go to Jacksonville, Etienne had 49 yards, Tootin had 6. You move on to Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs had 65. Guarantee you that's well below the average. And David Montgomery had 24. You go to Las Vegas, Ashton Gentry. Ooh, Ashton Gentry, 21 yards rushing.
Oh, he had that many. I never would have guessed. I thought it was a lot less.
And
I mean, I'm being
like
serious.
Ashton Gentry.
Yeah.
Oh, Ayo, you've been working with me for a little bit too long now, haven't you?
And then this past Monday night, Bill ran for 24 and McNichols ran for 4. Now we know McNichols is more of the out there, like Samaje Perine role. But again, 551 yards in 8 weeks, giving up a 68.8 average. And then you throw on James Cook, who averages 107.6. So here's maybe a sneak preview into my Chiefs parlay. We're going under.
Yeah, we're going to the under on that.
We're going under.
Chris Jones is going to have a big game. Chris Jones steps it up when the games are big, too. I mean, we were talking about him earlier, but you think about the games where he's played big, it's always against the brand name opponent. This is a big one. Chris Jones is going to play big in this game. And yeah, I'm taking the under on James Cook. There's no question about it. This team is not going to give up 106 yards rushing to James Cook. I would be surprised, and maybe I'm wrong about this, if they give up more than 75 to James Cook. I think that's the guy you go in and you take out. And when they go into a game and they know who they're going to take out, that guy doesn't do anything. And Dusty just gave you all the evidence that you need to know about why I'm so bullish on this defense shutting down James Cook, because they put their minds to it. They'll take care of business.
Rush yards on DraftKings as of right now, over under James Cook, 74.5.
What did I just say?
Damn. That's why I did it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor. You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Real quick, Mac, for you to One Word.
Yes,
one
sir.
Word on the jersey swap of Wemby last night to that little kid. Oh, did you see it?
That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, right?
We were talking about it this morning before the show started. I go, that's the coolest one I've ever seen.
It was sick. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's 7'6" Wemby with a little kid, and he's holding the little kid's jersey, and the little kid's got like a poncho.
Yeah, he's got his new bed sheet.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, and the Bears signed Chauncey Billups. I'm sorry, Bears signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to their active roster.
Man, he's just going everywhere. He's having a cup of coffee with a lot of teams now.
He's been on 4 teams now this year.
Yeah, like this year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Chauncey's
Eagles, Houston, Bears.
And he reunites with Dennis Allen, who coached him with the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, gotcha.
So there's another squad.
Well, you play that long, you got somebody on every team. Yeah. And then he was with the Eagles for a hot minute, too. Like Eagles, Ravens, Bears, and Texans.
Yep. All right, guys, let's do it. One word. World Cup Fan Fest has been announced. It's going to be over by the World War II Museum where the KC Heart is over on that huge field. They're going to have a bunch of stages.
World War One.
The World War. I thought you were going one second. I was like, all right, just let me finish.
Let me tell you something, man. The difference between the wars.
A couple of huge differences. So that is fair. You're right. World War One Museum. I need to get back there. That just shows you how much I need to get back there.
It's awesome.
Germany was the bad guy in both of them. So I guess here.
It's a great, great museum and a great location. They're going to have multiple stages, a lot of entertainment, food, games, music. One word on the World Cup Fan Fest.
I'm going to use this word, and I think some people are going to get offended. Steroids. And if you were at the draft Fan Fest and saw that, it's going to be that on steroids.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the artwork, the design, the heart that they're having everybody walk through for the Heart of America looks really cool. Populous design that. That looks awesome. There's going to be vendors. Team USA's playing. It's going to be open. It's free of charge. Now you can buy upgraded passes, obviously, if you want to do something like that. But it's going to be free for everybody. It's going to be on the Liberty Memorial grounds on the south side there, just like they had, you know, with the draft. The good news is we've got a playbook for this stuff right now. Kansas City has a playbook to put on the World Cup and the NFL draft. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, my one word would be lifetime. I wish I could use 4 because I would say once in a lifetime. Take advantage of it. It's in your backyard. You may never, ever, ever, probably won't ever see it again. So yeah, be that person. Be a tourist in your own city.
It's a great way to put it. I was over at Newton James yesterday down there at 80th and Metcalf. Great store for men, great clothing. I was in there talking to Chad. He owns the place. And he said to me, how cool is this that this is happening in our own town? And we were talking about the Chiefs winning. But that applies to everything, right? How cool is it that we've had the draft, the World Cup is coming to Kansas City, countless Super Bowl parades, World Series celebrations. Like, the last 11 years have just been the golden years of Kansas City. Oh, Taylor Swift and Rihanna are here, by the way, too. Like, I mean, it's just been, we're on a heater here in Kansas City, and Dusty is 100% right about this. Take advantage of it, because it's not happening again.
New stadiums on the way, too, that could bring Final Fours, WrestleManias, all the events. One word here on the World Series, tied 2-2. Blue Jays get a big dub last night, 6-2, I believe, in L.A.
Vlad is my one word for that. When he rocked that home run, I'm like, yeah, we're going to see you in Game 6 in Toronto, you know?
Yeah, my one word for last night's game was quick. Made that game the night before seem like it was an eternity long, because it was. Ended about, what, 150 hour time, or 250, I don't know what time it was.
I think it was like...
It's 250 our time, right?
It
was 150 West Coast, right? Or no, it would have been.
It was 1250 West Coast. I can't remember what time.
150 Eastern. I can't remember. Either way, it was in the wee hours of the morning. Harold Koontz did a great video of like him being there and then the pose afterwards. Shout out to Harold Koontz and those guys at Fox 4.
Why they still did that late local news?
But one word last night, alive. There goes the Dodgers in five theory. That's not happening.
Nope. It's now a best of three, guys.
Yeah, so at least it's alive. And we'll see what happens tonight as we get one more game tonight. And then Thursday, they know what happens. They travel and the NFL comes on.
That's right. And then they finish it out over the weekend in Toronto. That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I'm glad it's going back.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's exciting. Exciting. Carla Ursay Gordon.
The Royals closer.
Oh.
She's got a lot of flack. Colts owner for being on the sidelines, wearing the headset, being super involved. She answered a question about, you know, being involved and being kind of in the fabric of the organization rather than the juxtaposition, which is a lot of other owners.
I need to learn more about this. I need to be able to say, is this
I don't need to hear anything
full
else.
Of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? And I think one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is, to the question earlier, it's such a complex organism, a football team, and how it operates. And on game day, and you could say, oh, that person ran that route wrong. When you learn to find, oh, someone tagged the wrong wide receiver, and it wasn't really the player's fault, it was the person that called it. So, and it's never, I think that's been a very valuable, because it also helps us be able to know, where do we need to make tweaks? What resources do we need? What do we need to fix? So much of it comes down to just how we operate and how things work. And the headsets are really, I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially.
I would have said before I heard that, weird. Now I'm changing it to love. and
I knew, like, you would.
The beginning of that is beautiful. I don't know enough, so I'm trying to learn. Who could hate that? I mean, what an absolute money freaking answer there. Holy cow. And I said I didn't need to hear anymore. You're like, well, you will. Yeah. And it just got better and better and better.
She's good.
Hey,
yes.
We're paying these guys millions of dollars. I got to make sure we're doing the right thing. Like, just being open and honest with everything. I don't know enough. I'm scratching big checks. I got to get educated about that.
Yep.
How beautiful is that, man? Wow.
Yeah, I would say my one word would be preach, because you could sit there and be like, well, you could be that owner that wears, you know, a white jumpsuit in Vegas and has a really bad, that's almost two, a really bad haircut. You could be the owner in Dallas who makes it all about him and doesn't do anything right. You could be the owner in Cincinnati who's a cheapskate and is watching his team fizzle away with a generational quarterback and wide receiver at the same time, at the same era of their lives. And then you have her, who's not getting in the way. She's not stepping up to Steichen or whatever you want to call his name and saying, hey, man, I think we should do this. She's in her own area on the sideline. She's getting engaged with it. She's trying to make good decisions. She wants to fulfill her father's legacy, which I totally dig. And look, she's got the track record to prove it. They're 7-1. Yep. They're playing a last place schedule. Not their fault this year. It was last year, but she doesn't want to go through that again. And all they needed was somebody to right the ship, and that was Daniel Jones. They had talent all over the field. The offensive line is good. Mm-hmm. That running back's a stud. That Michael Pittman guy.
Where's that Anthony Richardson cat at right now?
You know, they drafted Ty Warren, and she's right.
I don't want to necessarily get in the way, but I want to be a fly on the wall. And damn it, I write the checks so I can be that fly on the wall.
I think it's great. I love that. I really kind of got some fire.
I mean, kind of want to take her to Green Lady Lounge and see if she wants a sidecar at Dirty Martini and see what she's really about.
Yeah, this is not a Jordan Hudson thing.
No, not at all.
No, this is someone wanting to glean.
My dad died. He left me this team. I have no idea what I'm doing. I need to learn before I make any decisions. God. I mean, that needs to be the motto for life, though. I mean, that's the motto for life. That's just not for sports stuff. That's for everything. So many people think they have the answers to everything, and then they get into a situation and they don't. And she goes, yeah, I'm admitting, I don't know what I'm doing here. So give me the headset. Let me listen. Let me see. Because she's just like us. Oh, that guy stinks. Yeah, that coach called the wrong play. I mean, she alluded to a little bit of that. You're starting to learn. She goes, and the ending part is the best, though. If I'm writing checks for millions of dollars, I got to know what I'm doing
here. Damn right.
Wow.
Speaking of people who write checks, Steven Spector has got a hot take once again, and it involves baseball as we dive into what the World Series showed us last night and the night before here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Real quickly, as we are on a Wednesday, I can't believe we're already at Wednesday. Got to love Monday Night Football, am I right?
I tell you what, man, it makes the week move. It gets you excited. It gets that juice going for the Bills game a lot sooner. I feel like it's time, right? Like, the Monday night game was good, I think, this week for us.
Yeah, wasn't the greatest game to watch, but it did expedite the week
because
Friday is Halloween.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Better believe it. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So that audio leads us to our Fesco and Dusty fan poll question of the week. Since it is Halloween on Friday, and you got to think, you know, you get your candy ready. I don't know if you've already bought it yet. You're probably at Slim Pickens at this point since it's been out since August.
It has.
Yeah. 180 votes have been placed already this morning. We asked, what's the best candy bar? Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger. Did you guys vote?
I did not vote yet.
I have not voted yet.
Okay. If you did, where would you go?
Reese's.
Okay.
Reese's, yeah.
I went Twix.
Okay. Is Reese's winning?
It is, 40%.
Do you go left Twix or right Twix?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, it really does.
If I'm stressed, it's the right one. If I'm not stressed, I just take both of them and eat them at the same time.
Because the left does taste a little bit better than the right usually.
Sometimes, but sometimes the right slaps. Snickers, 35%. Reese's, 40%. Twix, 15%, and Butterfinger, 10%.
Damn, Butterfinger. Yeah,
the Butterfinger, I'm not surprised that's last.
Really?
Do you remember the Butterfinger BBs?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they were just little ball Butterfingers.
Oh, put them on top of your ice cream. They were great.
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic.
But I will say this, you know, I'm not the Butterfinger's bad, but of those three, you got Twix, which is fantastic.
I mean, it's great.
And when they get the mini ones, I do like to find a left and a right and have one of each just so nice. I got one of each because I need two. Snickers are obviously really good. Reese's are really good. Butterfinger's really good too. But of those four, I think that is the clear fourth one.
I'm probably going to guess you don't have a lot of trick-or-treaters in your neighborhood.
We don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
but if
don't.
You did, do I know the answer who's passing out the candy?
It would be me, probably.
Oh, it would be. Yeah. Okay, I figured it'd be Jen.
No.
I don't know why. I had pegged him as the candy hander outer, but I don't know.
We just have, it's like a bunch of retired people in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but you say there were children.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have
big time?
Really? Yeah.
Not a lot, but I get what you call like the early rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get right around 7 to about 7:40 because I have a huge strategy. I get two big bags at like Hy-Vee or Costco, whatever the big bags of candy are, throw them in the bowl, put it on the TV tray right by the front door, keep the door cracked, light on. Knock knock, trick or treat. Okay, two huge handfuls.
And then you get rid of that. Yeah,
because I don't know what I'm gonna get after 7:30, and the hell I'm gonna leave that candy in the house because I'll look like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
Well, and that's what I was gonna get to. I'm glad you brought that up because Friday technically starts eating season. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You got Halloween, and then as soon as you turn the page and wake up on Saturday, it's November, Mac, and then the year's over. I mean, and here we are in a sprint to the finish right now. And we are. We're at a sprint. Mm-hmm. Like, the year's done for everybody.
Half
you know?
The NFL's done.
I know. Half the NFL season is over already. Yeah. I can't believe that. It feels like it just started yesterday, but it did start a long time ago. And so here we are now. We're at the beginning of eating season. We're at the end of the year. Everything is just going to go in rapid formation. Nobody's going to work, you know, for the last 2 months. Everybody's got the holiday parties and all that kind of stuff going up. We'll see you in 10 pounds.
Does every year just go faster?
Yes.
The older you get?
The older you get, absolutely. And then
the last couple of years for me have been like, whoa.
Once you get married and then you have the kids and then you realize how fast it goes. And then it's over before you know it. I mean,
how's high school, Billy?
Then you're flying to Colorado to get a hamburger just to buy time with your children. You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes, you know?
Oh, man.
Does every year get faster? Yes, son, it does.
That's why I'm just like,
this
damn.
Reminds me of like Lion King all of a sudden. Like, I'm sitting up there and you're yes. the, you know, does this always happen, Dad? Yes. Every year goes faster than the one before. I remember my parents telling me that too. Like, man, wait till you get older, how fast time goes. Boy, does it.
Yeah, you've always heard it. It's really hit me these past couple years. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
We're working with a geriatric here.
Getting married in less than a year and then kids come after them. It's just
you
all
don't,
it goes
you don't
crazy.
Need to race to that either.
Gosh,
though.
I'm not. I'm okay. just saying it's just life is
yeah,
crazy.
No, it is. I mean, we raced because Jen was elderly at the time, and so we needed to move this thing in the right direction.
Oh, no, we want to wait 5, 6, 7 years. So. Five, right? 33?
How old are you guys? 33?
So yeah. 5 years would be like 32, 33.
But also remember, you don't want to be the grandpa that everybody thinks when you're taking your kid to kindergarten too, you know? But there is that happy medium. I mean, you guys have been together a while. Jen and I started dating in 06. We got engaged in 07, married 08, had the first kid in 09.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
But again, she was elderly. You're not. Mm-hmm. So do you do you? And if anybody asks, when are the kids coming? None of your business.
Yeah. Dang. Figure it out.
Feel free to give your address, 816. Upping my game this year, bought 5 boxes of full-size candy bars from Costco yesterday.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
What part of Mission Hills are you in? The 50s or the 60s?
We used to go to Neil Smith's house back in the day in Blue Springs.
Yeah.
He lived in the subdivision over there, and we'd always, at the end of the night of our neighborhood, be like, Dad, can we go over to, you know, Indian Hills and get dropped off where Neil's house? Because he had a big, I think it was like a big 90 lit up on his roof.
Cool.
So it was very easy to find him where he lived. And it was always full-size candy bar and an autograph card.
That's neat. Whoa. I love that. That's another guy who deserves the Hall of Fame right now, too. We talked about Priest yesterday. Neil Smith deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I actually talked to Vahe about it a couple weeks ago about getting Neil Smith into the Hall of Fame. He goes, do you know how many people are out there right now that think Neil should get in and how many people out there right now think other people should get in as well? There's a list out there of these people. You look at Neil's numbers. I mean, he dominated, man. He dominated. He's a Hall of Famer. Him and Priest Holmes need to get in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody says that Bob is Mufasa. Mac is Simba, mm-hmm. and Dusty is Rafiki.
That's great.
Hum banana, squish banana.
That's pretty much the truth.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Simba.
I'll take it.
Simba, then, let me tell you about life.
Yeah, Bob takes you to the top of the Odyssey building. Everything the light touches is Oz.
Right. Including that tree that's growing on the roof of the Odyssey entrance. Exactly.
That spot over there at 119th and whatever is, well, Nol. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, that spot at 119th and Nol is going to be very active here very, very soon. After the elections, they'll make the announcement and we'll move forward. Mm-hmm. And we'll break ground on a new stadium.
And we know where Scar lives. Anyways, the intentional walk. No. That's where Rafiki lives. I got a blue ass. We all know Rafiki. He's just a stoner.
The wise, yeah.
Simba, it is him. Anyways, so Speck walks into the production meeting yesterday, and he goes, I'm so tired of this intentional walk BS. I watched the World Series to watch Ohtani. It should be against baseball rules to intentionally be able to walk somebody with open bases. Boy, you talk about time going fast. He turned 65 real quick.
I hate the pitch clock. I hate the DH in the National
it's getting
League.
Late.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what the hell, Speck? That's a strategy.
Josh and I would sit here for years ago. Why does anybody pitch to Bonds? Like, why are you that stupid? I dot him every time.
Showalter walked the bases loaded because Bonds was up.
Right. I mean, we talk about it in the NFL all the time. We did last segment. James Cook's not beating us this week. We got to stop James Cook. Well, it applies to baseball, too. Steve's like, well, it's the only place where you can truly take an offensive player out of the game. I'm like, well, that's the strategy of the game. I don't hate that. That's the right thing to do. I mean, you know, the manager of the Blue Jays goes, he ain't beating us again. Hey, we're just not doing that anymore. And, you know, it worked. It was a great strategy. It's the right strategy to do. And I think that, you know, having the intentional walk in there, obviously you're taking that batter out of the game, but you're also sacrificing a base at the same time. It's not like you're getting a freebie in that situation. You're still putting that guy on base. So there's still the risk and the reward for both parties involved.
Yeah. I just, because like we try to like think about like a comp in football, and I don't know if there is one.
Well, it's like what we say, James Cook, you're being taken out of the game. Or, you know, have we heard from Trent McDuffie this year? No, because he's taken that receiver out of the game the entire time. We do it in every sport.
Because I would think that the intentional walk in basketball we've seen a couple of times, Hack-a-Shaq.
Yeah.
That's essentially an intentional walk. Yeah. Like, the hell you are, we're going to put you on. And I think that's why like Ohtani is so dynamic, because he can just steal. So it's like you can walk him with the bases empty, but he's probably going to steal second. And now you have a man in scoring position with nobody out.
Right.
Because I thought the other night when they walked him and Mookie Betts to load the bases, that situation seems like totally fair, because you think about where the pressure goes to that guy holding the baseball. You have to now be perfect. Mm-hmm. There is no room to put somebody on. Right. There is no room for this guy who is Freddie Freeman, to slice the gap or put one over the fence. Game's over. Didn't do it. Came up, you know, obviously the pitcher won that battle. Then the 18th, Freddie hits the home run. But, man, I think that's part of, like, what we have in sports. Like, we have those options because they make the game better. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you have somebody that is as dynamic as – a Shohei Ohtani, like, it's frustrating when it happens to you, but you also understand it when you do it to somebody else. Like Bobby Witt Jr. coming up in the ninth, nobody on base. You know for a fact they're not pitching to him.
But you know what? I wouldn't walk Bobby either, because he's stealing second. You just lost the game if you do that.
Pick your poison, and there's a lot of poisons in the lab. And that's the good thing, because not only that.
But the math would say you just pitch to the guy, because a Hall of Famer fails 70% of the time. Correct. And most of these guys aren't Hall of Famers.
And not only that, but you're also lighting a fire in somebody who says, oh, they're walking him to get to me.
That's right.
No, we're just walking him because he's that good. No. Yeah. Then pitch to him. Yeah. Well, we'd rather pitch to you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting. I can't believe he was so upset about that rule.
I know. It was crazy. He was mad. Yeah, he really was. Like, I understand from a fan perspective, you're paying the money, you want to see Ohtani. But if you're going to those games and you're a Dodger fan, you really want your team to win.
Yeah, good point from the text line. If you never want to kick to like Devin Hester or Tyreek Hill or punt, you just kick the ball off out of bounds. Or something. Yeah. That's like the only similarity. It's like the intentional walk. Right. Like, yeah,
you know, the Hack-a-Shaq's a good one. Like, if you box in a player in the NHL, surround him with two guys so he can't get his shot off. You know, the teams do this all the time. They eliminate players from games.
Beat up Tex. Damn. Specs gotten old. Next, he'll be one to tell us about diabetes.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah! We'll stop there.
BBL stinky. Good morning, I'm Steven Spector, and I'm here to tell you about diabetes.
Right, would you rather watch guys intentionally walk or tear down Amazon boxes? Ask Steven Spector. We'll empty the notebook once again, and we'll decide who's real and who's fake in the NFL. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.